You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Team Action is back. They're taking on The Reckoning, not the horror movie from the mid-2000s. And now the rules. Yes, thank God, there's rules of round number one. 10 questions are asked to the field. You may not rely on the strength of your teammate, however new or old they may be, to get a point in round number one. These questions span the entire galaxy of movie trivia know-how. 15 seconds to write down your answer. Each correct question answer is worth 1 point. 3 repeats as a team for the entire game, so use them wisely. And Ken, I guess it's nice that we're finally about to start an actual match here on Friday Night Titans, your headlining match.
Here we go. You have 10 in this first round. The first one comes in the category of horror films. What 2013 supernatural horror film was Fede Alvarez's directorial debut and the fourth installment in a franchise, the first not to be directed by Sam Raimi?
You know, you wonder, why do we do this to ourselves? And if we do this to ourselves week after week, the Pepto-Bismol budget should be increased.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, every time I walk into that gas station convenience store, they just hand me a bottle. They know what's coming after this.
Four.
No peeking.
Three.
His board's flipped
two,
over.
One. Pens down. Let's go to Lomas.
Saw 4.
Is incorrect. How about Raddus?
Saw 4?
Raddus, do you have an answer?
Evil Dead.
Is correct, Ben Bateman.
Correct. Yeah, Saw 4, not the answer. I go Evil Dead.
And Andrew Guy.
I have to answer quite. I can't just scream up here.
Unfortunately, you can't. You got to show us what
I
you wrote.
I actually did not miss the first question. Thank
you. All right.
Evil Dead. Hey, nice try. Saw 4.
Still know what you're doing.
Good stuff.
All right, we move on to your next category, which is action adventure movies. Not to be confused with the team of some notoriety. Your question for a point apiece: which action franchise features performances from Richard Crenna, Brian Dennehy, Martin Cove, Kurtwood Smith, and Sylvester Stallone? Wow, that's the table at the back of a Shula steakhouse.
That's one of the clues.
You had to sleep with Denny here.
Every time
Smith, who would you sleep with, right?
See Stallone's name. I
can I answer
about Love Mike's?
Yes. Four.
The answer's Denny.
Three. Two. One. As we work this contest, let's go to Andrew Guy first. Yes, sir.
Rumbau.
It is not how it's pronounced, but we'll allow it because you wrote it correctly. Ben Bateman.
Rambo, John Jay.
That's more for like Raddus. Did you have it?
First Blood slash Rambo.
We'll accept that, Lois.
First Blood, whoa, whoa, no.
There we go.
Okay, all right.
Easy, Andrew.
All right.
I mean.
Andrew,
right.
I trusted you. I trained you.
He'd become such a nice
boy. He was so good
nice
at
that.
Boy.
He's such a nice boy
so
when he's
many
up
times.
There.
All right, back
all
to
right.
you, Ken.
Third question comes in the category of comic book movies. Of the following actors, who does not appear in 2003's Daredevil? Jennifer Garner, Kevin Smith, Jon Favreau, or Katherine Heigl?
You know, this is one of the reasons why I never want to procreate, because I feel like a disappointed father. I feel like I taught my son piano for 3 months, and then at the recital, he decided to take a crap inside of it.
Play a chopsticks with his
five,
dew.
Four, three, two.
We get a spelling check on eight? No.
Let's go to Raddus first. Did you have it?
Katherine Heigl.
And Lomas? Mm.
Katherine Heigl.
That is correct. Andrew Guy.
I wrote Katherine, Caddy, because that's what we call each other. Heigl.
It's as close to being unloud as possible, but you got it. Ben Bateman.
Answer was a journey.
I'm not friends with her. I don't call her Caddy. I wrote Catherine.
That seems more honest, right. But he got it. Handwriting. Questions though they may be.
If I am being honest, I did just make a mark on the desk, and I am sorry.
I don't feel that sympathy at all. Your question.
Your repentance.
Next one is in the world of fantasy science fiction, and here it is: Matt Damon, Pedro Pascal, Jing Tan, and Willem Dafoe appear in what 2016 adventure film about a European mercenary warrior imprisoned by Imperial Chinese forces?
Wow, that's
specific.
That was quite a sentence.
Yeah. It sounds like a good film.
Look at this, man. I was there for Team Action's first match. I defeated them with Rachel.
But they were so nice. That when they walked out with their moms and everybody fell in love with them, and they were nice young men.
Wasn't it?
Five.
Our second match, the Nerds Watch.
It was our second match.
Lost to Ken Knapsack.
One. Pens down. Ben Bateman.
I'm going to go with The Great Wall.
And Andrew Guy?
The Great Wall, but I wanted to go first.
And Lomas?
Great Wall.
And...
The Great Wall.
All right.
All right.
You watched that.
There we go. There we go.
Their second match, to be clear. It was their second match that I competed with.
Second match that I competed with.
I'd like it stated for the record, my partner has actually seen the film.
All right, gentlemen, your fifth question comes to the category of rom-coms, romantic comedies where love goes awry.
The audience isn't supposed to laugh at romantic.
I want a catchphrase laugh.
Fine, you can have it.
All right, Will Ferrell and Nicole Kidman star together in what 2005 Nora Ephron film based on a sitcom in which Kidman's Isabel Bigelow is revealed to be a real witch.
You know, I was going to be honest.
We're just reading the treatments.
New suits.
We're just reading the treatments now for questions.
From 4 years ago. I thought we had a wardrobe budget.
Five, four, three, two, one. Let's wiggle our nose and see if we got a correct answer. Lomas.
Bewitched.
Is correct. How about
that movie, Lomas?
Raddus.
Witches be damned in our presence. It is Bewitched.
And Ben Bateman.
I had Bewitched.
And Andrew Guy.
Bewitched.
Also had Bewitched. Was it Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie that was the nose wiggling?
Bewitched, I think. I think there's a lot of witches wiggling their noses.
That's one of their traits. I've met many nice ones in real life. Your next question is in the category of animated movies. And your question, who voices the character of Wreck-It Ralph in both Wreck-It Ralph and Ralph Breaks the Internet? Featuring Molly's mom, Danny Fernandez.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, plays the little character.
Shout out to Molly and her mom.
Yeah. How's Molly doing today? She's upset you're not home.
Yeah, because I feed her way more than her mom does.
That's probably.
So that's why she loves Poppy the most. Her loyalty knows no bounds.
It's called inside.
That's a pretty good one. That was a pretty good
one. Pens down, Andrew Guy.
John C. Riley, and then I wrote Christopher here, hoping that that's his middle name, but I don't know.
We didn't need his full middle name. We did need that initial. Ben Bateman.
John C. Riley.
And Rick Raddus.
John C. Riley.
Raging and Brother Lomas.
John C. Riley.
Brothering. All right. And so, look, Ken.
Good job, guys.
There's a lot of competition here. There's
maybe
a lot of sophomore jocularity and barbs tossed all over the place, some even hitting us up here at the answer desk. But... it's a pretty well-played match thus far, 12-11.
Very tense, very heated. This was this is what we want. This is why we buy a ticket to the show here. Gentlemen, I think if guy's ready, he's now wandering behind the television.
That's not your job.
All right.
Your job is just ask the question.
All right, question seven comes in the category of famous actors and actresses. Michael Keaton appears as the villain Vulture in which Spider-Man film?
All right, this is one of those. There's been so many of these Arachnid Boy movies over the years. You got to wonder, which one are we asking about?
That is right. You get those colons and semicolons and dashes in the title.
A lot of punctuation. Five, four, three.
Listen.
Two. One. Pens down. Let's go to the Rager, Rick Raddus.
He didn't say Michael Caine.
He might also be in Morbius, but he's in Spider-Man Homecoming.
That is correct. Upon filming of this, Friday Night Titans, Morbius not yet released. But I'm excited about it. Brother Lomas?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
He probably doesn't like Morbius because that's a vampire. Ben Bateman?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
And Andrew Guy. Those two might actually be vampires.
Spider-Man.
They got it correct.
Keep the lead. Yeah. Keep the lead.
Looking forward to seeing that Jared Leto Morbius. I will put that on record. We go to your next question, and that is in the category of the 2010s, the decade that saw the birth of the movie Trivia Schmodown. To much applause. Your question. Spike Lee directed Josh Brolin, Elizabeth Olsen, and Samuel L. Jackson in this 2013 psychological action thriller, which was a remake of a 2003 South Korean film. Hey, fun fact for you.
Yeah.
You know that Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah.
Did you know she's the younger sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley?
What did you say?
That means I'm
crazy. I didn't know that until like 2 years ago.
Big family.
Yeah.
Acting dynasty.
Talent.
Yeah.
Fashion
yeah.
industry, too. One. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Ben Bateman.
Old Boy.
That's upside down,
upside
but correct.
Down, but that's
Old Boy.
Ben, partner in crime for the time being, Andrew Guy. Do you have an answer?
Oh. Old Boy.
Okay. And Brother Lomas.
Old Boy.
And
he's not a young man. He is an old boy.
All right, they got that one, Ken.
You're questioning my integrity,
16-14, and breaking news here. Team Action is still perfect.
Team
Action is still perfect through 8 questions in round number 1. 2 more questions remain, and if they ace it, they're going to get a bonus question.
I'm blown away.
Just for you. All right.
I don't even notice
the gentle. Question 9 comes in the category of sports. Sports. These are motion pictures about Mark Ellis and I's dreams. Which of the following 4 sports films was not directed by Gavin O'Connor? Warrior,
Gavin.
Miracle, The Way Back, or Radio?
Yeah, heartbreaking news to you and all the Macougars watching out there. I am a distant
third. I have so many things I'd like to say.
As far as box jumps go.
Oh,
this guy Wayne and this guy Jeff.
I keep showing up to Yankee Stadium.
4,
they don't let me play.
3, 2. One. I can still touch that. Pens down, Brother Lomas.
A repeat in round 1 when you're going perfect?
He called a repeat before the time. He did call a repeat
All
before
right.
the time went out. Ken and I were taking a walk down athletic memory lane, and so Ken will repeat the question.
All right. Thank Which you. Of the following 4 sports films was not directed by Gavin O'Connor? Warrior, Miracle, The Way Back, or Radio?
That's why you have a line judge, you know. Help us out here.
Well, you know, you got the Friday night sketch comedy show going over there.
We
couldn't hear the words.
And then
weird that the line judge has to wear an iron mask so it's not to reveal their identity. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we go to Brother Lomas.
Radio?
Is correct. How about the Rager?
That's to that Radio, baby.
And he still has a perfect round going as well. Ben Bateman?
Radio.
And Andrew Guy.
Well, there's someone over here I'd like to phone me later on, so there's a call me.
All right.
Above it is the correct answer once again.
Not really interested in that personal aspect of your life, but it is a correct answer, and so we move on with Team Action staying perfect with one final question, as is the Rager Rick Kratis. Brother Love has only missed one. 18-17, against all the other stuff, hotly contested matchup here on Friday Night Titans. Here's your final question in round number 1, coming in the category of black cinema.
Ooh.
And here it is.
Here we go.
In 1995's Friday, Craig spends the day with his pot-dealing friend, Smokey, who is played by whom? Put that M in there to make it grammatically correct.
Whom. Yeah. Whom.
Not who. Whom.
And that's where the question writer's really excelling. Getting that whom.
Oh, I just want a perfect round.
5.
I'd like to point out
4,
the reckoning is solidly 3, against drug use.
2. 1. Pants down. Thank you for that note, Lomas. Let's go to sense. Andrew Guy for
no.
Andrew, honey. The Blair Witch can't hurt you. Can we have an answer, please?
Is this wrong?
Just flip that board over.
Tucker?
Did he get
it
right?
That is correct.
Yes!
Perfect.
Yes! Oh, he's going to break
Oh, my God.
He's going to break
perfect
something. Ben Bateman.
5 years.
Ben Bateman, did you have
years.
It?
I finally did it.
I did it.
Major Rick Rattis, did you have it? Rick Rattis, if you can stop applauding for your opponent.
Chris Tucker.
That is correct,
and
Lomas. Also
all
had
right.
Chris Tucker. So after all that, Ken, we only had one missed question from one competitor.
That's crazy.
And it's 20-19, and so now, after Team Action finishes celebrating a win in round 1, Ken is going to be asking a bonus question.
Yeah, bonus
we do
question.
Need our 3 competitors, the Rager, the Boss, and whatever Andrew Guy goes by these days, to write down their best attempt at an answer. Ken, the bonus question when you're prepared.
Here we go. I love that. The Rattis fan at heart clapping for Andrew Guy. You know?
I'm glad we could give you your first one.
All right. Bonus question, gentlemen. Who portrays high school science teacher Elliot Moore alongside Zooey Deschanel in the M. Night Shyamalan-directed film The Happening?
Fun fact about Ken Knapsack, his favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, make sure plants aren't attacking me right now.
They could be. don't think that's going to happen soon?
Please.
Next couple weeks?
I want it to happen soon.
For us here on Earth? 5, 4.
Wait, just give me a minute. Just give me a minute. I need to think.
1. Pens down. That was not an official use of a repeat because we did not hear the words. So, Andrew, I'm going to ask you first. Did you have it?
It's from the movie, and he says it. Mark Wahlberg does.
Oh, great reference.
Great knowledge. Ben Bateman. With a much bigger whiteboard than Andrew Guy. That is correct. And the Ranger. Did you have it?
What? No.
Marky Mark.
All right, so Ranger gets it correct. So those are 3 incredible perfect rounds. However, because Lomas missed 1 question, it's now a 2-point lead for Team Action as we head into round number 2. Ken, it is the wheel round. Each team gets a spin at the wheel. Once they settle on a question category, you'll hear 5 queries worth 2 points apiece unless you need multiple choice. Stealing is available in round number 2. God, I feel bad for that wheel. All right, Team Action, you have a decision to make. Do you want to spin that wheel first or defer to your opponents?
We are going to defer to these gentlemen.
All right, so here comes Radis. Radis and Lomas don't have a manager, so they're just kind of going in there with each other.
Manage us.
But do you count God as his manager?
I think God's
spin
a
win
little
bit.
All right, round spin and round it goes, and it settles on the 2010s. All right, The Reckoning.
All right.
Do you reckon they're going to take 2010s or spin again?
They're going to go again. Spin is in.
It is the Rocky franchise. And Ken Knapsack will be handling the duties for the Rocky franchise questions, Ken. They have 5 of them. And once again, gentlemen, keep in mind stealing is available in round number 2. So watch yourselves.
All right. Here you go. 5 questions coming in, gentlemen. First one. Who portrays Rocky's trainer, Mickey Goldmill, in the Rocky franchise?
It's one of those teams can confer amongst each other.
Yeah.
Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith is correct for 2 points. And they are
on
the board
for Burgess
in round number 2. Tied ball game, Childress to Childress. Back to you, Ken.
All right. How many films in the Rocky franchise did Sylvester Stallone receive a writing credit on?
Woo!
That's it.
You got to dig deep through those credits in your mind.
Boy, did you dig deep. Did you find one of those Double Dare red flags? 5.
The Mark Summer 4 of my mind.
3, 2.
8.
8.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
We're going to repeat the question for Team Action.
How many films in the Rocky franchise did Sylvester Stallone receive a writing credit on? Potential 2-point swing if they get the steal here.
Even a 4-point swing.
4 points, excuse me. A 2-point steal. Thank you.
Math.
Thank
you. That we can challenge it.
5.
That's why I got into comedy.
4, 3, 2.
We're going to go with 6.
Incorrect. We're looking for 7.
Right in between.
7. All the Rocky films and Creed 2.
Yeah, that's right. Not writing on Creed.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
2 down. We are now going to the 3rd question out of 5, gentlemen. Who replaced Lavelle Roby and Sylvia Meals as Marianne Creed, the wife and widow of Apollo Creed in the Creed films? Mm.
Sylvia Meals? I got no idea. I like that name.
Yeah. Tie ball game here. They have 2 repeats left.
There you go. Yep.
5. 4. 3.
Felicia Rashad.
That is correct for 2 points. 2 points.
All right, The Reckoning has seized the lead here, and they still have a couple questions remaining.
That's right. 2 left in the round here. What is the name of the restaurant Rocky has opened and is running in Rocky Balboa?
Adrian's.
That is correct for 2 more points there.
Nice pull
there. The Reckoning. Yeah. All right. Final question.
Team Action, right. I believe, is taking selfies.
Idiot selfies, all right. You know, this Gen Z with their phones and their pictures. You know what I mean,
Remember,
Martin?
Elevate it up miss a question? To avoid what the happened? Double chin.
All right, final question. Paul McCauley's father, Carmine, is first seen in Rocky II. In what film in the franchise does he next appear?
Who?
Am I saying that right? McCall?
Yeah, Paul McHale's.
McHale's.
McCauley.
Kevin
Actor
McHale.
Playing Father Clark.
Okay.
5. We're going to take a repeat. 4.
It's not ours. Yeah, it's not
3. 2.
Rocky Balboa.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
For Steele. Ken's going to repeat the question.
I'm going to say the actor's name a different way now.
All right, which one was that?
Paul McHale's father, Carmine, is first seen in Rocky II. In what film in the franchise does he next appear?
Who is Paul McHale?
You don't have to respond.
Am I being, is this a deposition?
No. They're just trying to get in your head. Yeah. Five, four, three.
Sure, yeah. Rocky!
Two.
Rocky five.
Just in
That's
the nick
correct.
Of time.
For a two
just in the nick of time.
A strong steal by my partner.
Doing tonight is finding some sort of gold or at least a competitor just before the clock strikes zero. So here's where we stand, Ken. It is 26-24. The good news for the Reckoning, they currently enjoy the lead. The bad news, Team Action now steps up to the wheel, only trailing by two. They can make those points up in a hurry. Have at it, gentlemen.
I'm going to go like this, and I want you to push on the other side.
Okay. Yeah. I'll one go finger, down. You go, you're going down. I'm going up.
I'm going down. You're going up. Ready?
Three, two,
one, go!
All big right. spin, a dual spin there.
Yeah, these guys really like hanging out with each other. Cruise movies, Ken. They're Team Action. I think that they both have made careers out of playing Tom Cruise at local birthday parties. And now we will have five questions in the world of Tom Cruise for Team Action. I can't believe I just said that out loud in 2022. Team Action, your first question for 2 points unless you need the aid of multiple choice.
We have all of our repeats left, Ellis?
You have three repeats. Question number one.
And if we get this, we tie the score?
What was Maverick's father's name in Top Gun?
What?
who cares?
Hang on.
Five.
You're going to have to
four,
for this match.
Three.
We are going
two,
to
multiple
check.
Choice.
One.
Multiple choice.
Okay. You know you don't have to have the countdown get to zero before you make a determination.
Ellis, we were talking over each other to make
not
the decision
the
thing.
Your multiple choice options. Is it A, Duke, B, Kane, C, Dallas, or D, Ace?
Duke, Kane, Dallas, Ace.
All those guys waiting in a bar for us after.
Sounds like the offensive line of every team in the 60s. Five, four, three.
We got a technical repeat of the options, please.
You get one free repeat of the options. Is it A, Duke, B, Kane, C, Dallas, or D, Ace?
It appears they haven't seen Top Gun.
They've not paid attention to this detail.
Five, four, three, two. What?
We're going to go with Duke Mitchell.
Duke Mitchell is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Finally
yeah, it
got
is.
There for 1 point. So it's 26-25. Team Action still trailing by one. They can take the lead outright with this next question. Tom Cruise stars in what thriller, which is based on a John Grisham novel?
Aren't they all?
Every movie in Hollywood.
He's not in Austin Powers.
Look, whatever you want to answer, man.
The original Austin Powers.
Look, answer whatever you want to answer.
All right, fine. The Firm.
We didn't even have to do a countdown. It's a miracle of miracles. Congratulations. That is correct for 2 points, and now they have the lead, 27-26. You know the Reckoning is frothing at the mouth.
Louder!
For a steal.
Cheer for
but
us!
Now we get to Team Action
Nobody
with their
cares.
Third question in the world of T.C. I don't feel comfortable calling him that. Tom Cruise.
It was almost question, canon. It's almost canon.
Which film in the Mission Impossible franchise is largely set in Australia?
Point. I don't know if it's a real conferring or just
five, four,
just toying
three.
With us.
Three. We just it's do our job, you know.
Two. You asked which one film? MI2.
That is incorrect. Need the full answer.
What?
Need the full answer of the movie. So it's
saying?
Now a steal opportunity for hang on. The Reckoning. Which film in the Mission Impossible franchise?
Actually, we're going to challenge this before they give their answer because we don't want it. Yeah. We got a challenge before they give their answer.
All right, there's a challenge on the floor. What is the challenge?
So if you're saying in the Mission Impossible franchise, which one is it? And I say MI2, which is what is on the cover, and you're already inferring it's MI2. So if it's the wrong movie straight up, cool, but I'm just saying.
And I will add to the clarification of the challenge that in the new rules defined in the rule book, if the nature of the question suggests a piece of the franchise, MI2, second entry in the franchise is specified in our answer, which makes it correct.
And the only reason we're challenging is based off the idea that you were saying we need the full title. So if it's just wrong, totally cool, but that's where our challenge comes from.
Respectfully.
For that. All right, we do hear a rebuttal from the Reckoning. They are allowed that, that neither team has a manager, which it would actually be nice for once to have a manager here. The Reckoning, what is your rebuttal to the challenge?
Well, you had specified the franchise, so if he had just said two, that would be correct, but he said MI2, which was adding something additional to the subtitle, so I think it should be incorrect.
All right.
It was a terrible rebuttal.
That was the worst rebuttal.
Right, we'll let them talk amongst themselves, and we will now be back with our ruling with the line judge right after this. We're back, and we have the combination. After consulting with the line judge, Ken, and looking at multiple different websites and hearing both arguments, this is kind of a tricky situation because Andrew Guy said MI2 just in the nick of time, which is technically one of the Mission Impossible movies as it is listed on both IMD and the movie poster. The question itself, as both teams have acknowledged, was which film in the Mission Impossible franchise, and so we are going to award the points to Team Action.
Wow,
please do not get to second base with the desk. No, honey,
really
please do not take advantage
there
of the desk. We are going to give them the points. If there is any more desk humping, we will take those points away. And we now move on to your next question in round number two. Keep in mind, Team Action retains their use of a challenge because this challenge was upheld.
They can throw that flag.
Sanitize this quarter.
All of that, we finally move on.
And you will need to marry the
desk. To your next question.
It's a good joke.
That was good.
Very good. Some of the great characters in the Schmodown on full display here. Your next question. What is the name of the real-life character played by Tom Cruise in Born on the 4th of July? We need the first and last name.
Well, I'll tell you, this matches, you know?
It's got a little bit of everything. this is why you pay to see Friday Night Titans.
There we go. 9 months from now, Andrew's going to be holding
five,
a small wooden desk in a suit.
Three, two.
Now. Repeat.
All right, they're going to use their first repeat. Question, what is the name of the real-life character played by Tom Cruise in Born on the 4th of July? I need the first and the last name. My prediction is that Andrew Guy's not going to remember ever competing next time I'm announcing a match.
He'll
have no recollection.
No recollection.
And that's probably for the best.
I just wish I could pull it. It doesn't matter.
We're checking to multiple
choice. Four, they're going to go to multiple choice. Your four options for a point. Is it A, Billy Hayes, B, Ron Kovic, C, Chris Kyle, or D, Perry Smith?
It's B, Ron Kovic.
That is correct. And with that, it's a point in favor of Team Action. 30-26 is going to be
one
the total.
Point. Ellis, can 30. I clarify the answer is Kovac or Kovacs?
It is actually Kovic.
Kovic,
V-I-C. Yes. You also said B because you checked the multiple choice, thus making it correct. And by the grace of God himself, we move on to the final question here in the world of Tom Cruise movies for Team Action.
Elliot Dewberry already did that.
And here it is.
Idiot.
For 2 points, how many times has Tom Cruise been nominated for the Best Lead Actor Oscar? Should be a pretty clean answer, but I thought that about the Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
At this point, Mark, I've just bought a ticket and I'm watching this show.
Five.
I'll get back with you in a moment.
Four. I'd like a bus ticket. Three. Two.
The answer is two.
That is correct. It was 2 nominations thus far. Magnolia was supporting for lead. It was Born on the 4th of July. And Jerry Maguire, the sports agent. Got it. So after all of that, Ken, it is 32-26. And Team Action has seized a 6-point lead over the Reckoning as we head into round number 3. This is the round that will determine the match. And the questions increase in difficulty and point value. The team's first questions were 2 points, then 3 points, then finally 5 points. For those first 2 questions, the team has to select who's going to be answering it solo.
That's right.
They can only confer for the 5-pointer. So Team Action, need some numbers from you.
We need 3, 7, and 17.
3, 7, and 17.
7, and 17.
And now the Reckoning. Any numbers between 1 to 20 that are not 3, 7, and 17?
2, 18, and 19.
2, 18, and 19. So, Ken, the Reckoning selected number 2. They were very excited about this match, by the
way.
They didn't even know who they're going to be playing, and now they're facing Team Action, and they're in a 6-point hole. They're going to try to dig themselves out with what category?
All right, they chose number 2, which is in the category of remakes and reboots.
That's not paying.
Remakes and reboots.
All right. It's neither a remake or a reboot. It's the real
2
thing.
2-point question. Who is going to be taking this question? Brother Lomas. But he's never really alone. He's always got Jesus in his corner. Right, here we go. All right. Sophia Boutella stars as Amenet.
Amenet.
Amenet?
Amenet.
Amenet. Sophia Boutella stars as Amenet alongside Tom Cruise and Jake Johnson in this 2017 action-adventure remake.
The Mummy.
The Mummy. 2 points.
All right, so Brother Lomas got
the Mummy. I never saw those films.
I don't think Brother Lomas is allowed to see it, being a man of the cloth, but he got the question correct regardless, 32-28. And so here's where we stand. We're sticking with the reckoning. They still trail by 4 points.
Your destruction is
imminent. They have a chance to cut that lead to just 1 point if they hit their 3-pointer. This is going to be fielded solo by Rick Raddus. Ken, what number and category did they select?
All right, they chose the number 18. The category is Tom Cruise!
Hey! Look at that.
Maypother just taking over this game today. All right, here we go. 3-point question for you, Mr. The Rager. Kevin Pollak plays Lieutenant Sam Weinberg, who is co-counsel of Tom Cruise's character in what 1990s legal drama?
Yeah, well, maybe it is. Maybe I'm right. Who knows?
Probably. Have some respect. It's round 3.
5, 4, 3, 2.
A Few Good Men.
That is correct for 3 points there.
There it is. They all cut right. The lead to 1, Ken. 32-31. Lomas and Raddus doing their individual jobs in round number 3, and now they can confer, and they're going to be doing it right now, because if they hit this 5-pointer, they're going to put a lot of pressure on the shoulders of Team Action. If they miss it, Team Action will be declared the winner of a Schmodown match in 2022. What has my life become?
This nostalgia overload is too much to take. They chose number 19. That is in the category of Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. Love him.
Ken Ellis, before they miss this, I just wanted to thank you guys for so much for being here. It's been a lot of fun. And when we're all cheering, I didn't want to thank you then.
Sir, we get paid the same regardless of who's competing.
We wanted to thank you for everything.
This isn't even going to air, so enjoy it. This doesn't count.
All right.
Question.
All right. Denzel Washington, 5-point question coming in for both Raddus and Lomas. Actor Jovan Adepo plays Corey, the athletic son of Denzel Washington's character in what acclaimed drama?
All comes down to
G-U-N.
Repeats left.
Wait, that's right.
Man is not spelled. That's a good moment.
Man is not spelled G-U-N.
5, 4, 3.
Repeat.
That's their second one. They have one remaining.
Actor Jovan Adepo plays Corey, the athletic son of Denzel Washington's character in what acclaimed drama?
You think they know it?
No.
You have one left.
They hit this. It's a
corn, I believe.
It's like the food record. With butter on it.
Yes. But you can eat.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Repeat.
That's their final one.
Actor Jovan Adepo plays Corey, the athletic son of Denzel Washington's character in what acclaimed drama?
I don't know if this drama is acclaimed, but it certainly is heating up here in round 3.
If PDL, PLD, and PDL, and PED, if they write that, and PDL,
5,
I read it.
4,
acclaimed.
3, 2,
he got game.
And your winners!
Retreats with his partner, and so there's not a lot of sportsmanship yet, but Andrew Guy and Ben Bateman now getting in selfies, and at least the Reckoning Boys
Fences
are posing
Fences was
for
the
opinion.
Answer we were looking for. Yep. Fences was the answer. They used all the repeats left to get there. Sometimes you know what you know. That's what comes down to at the end, you know?
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.